The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 8 a.m. to you. Thursday morning it is. we've been talking about the ship show at the GOP last night in Milwaukee. The Democrats did everything they could in their power to downplay it. Throwing up signs, banners, flyovers with aircraft, dragon signs. Biden even showed up there and made a speech there, touting himself and patting himself on the back like Mike Pence did during the entire event. He was asked about the blame for the big spending and stuff that went on during the Trump administration. And instead, he deflected and started talking about something entirely different. This is the thing. They didn't want to answer the question. Part of the problem is, instead of focusing on what America needs to hear and understand, Fox News unzipped its fly and started asking questions, pointing blame and attacking Trump because Pence was part of Trump. Remember that? Can't avoid that. And of course, he bragged all about what he did as vice president, including the fact that he abided by the Constitution when Trump told him to suspend the Constitution and rule and send all the electors back and defeat this election. Defeat the outcome on January 6th. You know, he really made it all about Trump and how bad Trump was and how the rule of law must be followed. And he did right by the Constitution. Of course, all the other rank and file old guard agreed with him and praised him for that. Huh. You see, now you know who the old guard is. All these people, you wonder why their ratings are so piss poor. That's why. And then you get reports out now that the Biden administration has welded the border wall gates near Lukeville, Arizona, permanently open, allowing migrants to freely walk through the border wall and into the Arizona desert. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Why would people walk through an open desert? What do you think their chances of survival are going to be? If they make it, don't know. Maybe they got vehicles there waiting for them. Who knows? You know, the cartels seem to be running the entire show, and Biden seems to be letting them get away with it. Joe Biden's official government email alias in 2016. Huh. Robert L. Peters. P-E-T-E-R-S, right? That's a government email alias for Joe Biden, is now raising concern because his email alias was out there in 2016. And everybody wants to know, especially the Republicans, why Robert L. Peters received an email that CC'd Hunter Biden about Ukraine. Yep. The email to Joe Biden's alias account contained an attachment that House investigators last week requested the National Archives disclose to Congress. See, the National Archives seems to be kowtowing to the Democratic Party and the DOJ. Investigators want to know why Hunter Biden was CC'd on the email concerning Ukraine. Why Robert L. Peters was CC'd, because that's Joe Biden's email alias. Huh, that raised enough hairs there? A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Michigan apple orchard owner who was banned from participating in a farmer's market for refusing to host same-sex weddings. See, here again, East Lansing, Michigan came out of the gate against Country Mill Farms and accused him of violating somebody's civil rights. But Judge Paul Maloney, U.S. District Court for the Western District of Michigan, ruled that this ruling from East Lansing constituted a violation of the Free Exercise Clause based on religious beliefs. Here again, we have somebody wants to get married in an apple orchard. Fine. If they don't want to have Adam and Steve get married, they don't want two women getting married. If that's their right to say no, based on religious beliefs. It's okay. Supreme Court already ruled it, but see, we have all these blue state cities coming after all these people that don't want to play with the woke. South Carolina's highest court, by the way, upheld a new state law banning abortion after fetal heart activity is detected, usually after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, months after it blocked a similar ban. But it's still amazing. In last night's debate, that was pointed out to Nikki Haley, which gave her a platform to start talking about we have to do something about at the federal level about abortions. People can adopt. She talked all of it. She brought it all home again. I had a hard time conceiving my two kids, and adoption had it brought that all up. You know, this is a funny thing about it. All these candidates can get up there and play blowhard and promise to do all these things. But once they get elected, you see, and we want to put the old guard back in D.C. Why? Why do we want to do that? Why do we want the old curmudgeons like Mad Pence? I mean, this guy to turn on Vivek Ramaswamy the way he did. He's angry. He turned on Trump. He turned on Ramaswamy. Anybody that wants change in Washington, he turns on. That guy, no. Now you know why he's got low poll numbers. Nobody respects him. 80 million Trump voters can't be wrong. In fact, Ramaswamy came after The Atlantic, saying that that magazine took previous quotes he made out of context about 9/11. Ramaswamy said the U.S. government systematically lied about 9/11 and that Americans deserve the truth. Well, The Atlantic, he says, misquoted him about 9/11 and said he instead was referring to the January 6, 2021 Capitol breach when he mentioned the involvement of federal agents. No, that's not what it was. I mean, here's the thing. Ramaswamy even went on CNN and MSNBC. Had a contentious exchange with CNN anchor Caitlin Collins. And said there he was misquoted, believed there was no inside job, but that Saudi Arabia was involved in the attacks and the U.S. government covered it up. Well, Vivek, it remains to be seen. It's one of the reasons why I'd like to get Kathy Barnett back on the show to ask her, you know, post-debate. Clearly, everybody's talking about her candidate. Everybody is talking about Vivek and what answers he gave and his retorts to being attacked and what he said and the things that he would eliminate. He got more applause and cheers. And see, the thing is he's talking about identity. We all need to share that commonality instead of being divisive, but that's not what the Democratic Party wants. They want us divided because of the old cliche, divide and conquer. If you've never read Sun Tzu, The Art of War, I think you need to read it. In the economy, Peloton stock has cratered 30% yesterday to an all-time low, with the company warning of a negative cash flow in the next two quarters. And it dropped, the stock did, 95% from its high during the coronavirus pandemic. A lot of it has to do with the fact that there's a drop in paying subscribers to Peloton. That's the biggest hit. People are talking with their money again. American Plant Food Corporation fertilizer plant in and around Austin, Texas, has burned to the ground, making it the latest in the long line of food-related businesses that have mysteriously caught fire and collapsed into a ruinous heap over the last couple of years. American Plant Food Corporation is headquartered in Bartlett, Texas, near Round Rock. Caught fire around 8:30 p.m. on August 20th, which is when the Bartlett Volunteer Fire Department received a call to come and put it out at 9901 North Highway 95. According to the fire chief there, crews arrived at the scene to find the facility fully engulfed in flames. It was so severe that Bartlett Fire Department, the Volunteer Fire Department, sought help from numerous other departments and surrounding areas. They initially worked to contain a six-acre grass fire that ignited as a result from the plant fire. After that was put out, fire crews let the facility itself finish burning up, after which it was contained. Point being, another one? Yeah. The proposed UN cybercrime treaty, it looks like it's turning out to be an expansive global surveillance pact. Imagine that, them deep diving into your computer or your cell phone. I mean, they're looking at violating the protection of your personal data. You remember what the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution is about being secure in your person and papers? Okay, yeah, we talk about that a lot. Over the next 10 days, more than 145 representatives of member states of the UN are going to invest 60 hours in deliberations aiming for consensus on most provisions of this cybercrime global surveillance pact. They are often closed to the mainstream and civil society and other multi-stakeholders. They don't care about digital rights or human rights. We need to know what they're talking about, folks. Recalled baby products have been linked to over 100 deaths. Yet these products, Boppy Newborn Lounger Pillow, it was recalled in 2021. Fisher-Price's Rock and Play Sleeper, which has been blamed for more than 100 baby deaths since 2009, yet Facebook is still selling the product. So now you got Congress wanting to know why it's still doing that. Yeah. Well, how many? Well, we just killed 100 kids. That's 100 babies that aren't going to grow up and be able to reproduce, huh? Tainted eye drops, back in the news again. Federal regulators warning consumers not to use certain eye drops. Dr. Burns MSM drops, 5% solution in light eyes MSM eye drops, eye repair, because the drops may be contaminated with bacteria, fungus, or both. Specific microbes isolated from FDA testing include Bacillus, a fungal exophilia, and Dr. Burns MSM 5-drop solution. So you got to watch those eye drops. Be careful. Taxpayers should fund 300,000 uterus transplants to help transgender women get pregnant. Huh. Let's see. Transplants for trans women. Huh. AMA Journal. See, the AMA, like the ABA, they've gone totally lib-woke, total libtards. The American Medical Association made arguments in their Journal of Ethics that biological men who have undergone transgender surgery should not only be able to receive uterus transplants in order to experience pregnancy, but they are plausibly justified in having the procedure covered by medical insurance providers. These people are sick and twisted, folks. They want to show you that men can get pregnant. All we got to do is put women's reproductive organs and pump them full of estrogen, and they can get pregnant and experience pregnancy like women can. I'm telling you, this is going to turn into a fatal freak show. It's not going to happen. What do you think these trans women are going to do when they can't bear children? What are they going to do? Kill themselves because they get depressed? Folks, this is science playing with what God hath wrought. Kids wore smartwatches for study that revealed they're more prone to heart issues as adults from excessive screen time and inactivity. Interesting how that works. Research has determined that exposure to blue light from screens and other sources is biologically harmful. Those of you watching me on live stream, notice my lenses are blue. You notice the blue tint of my lenses? There's a reason for that. And these lenses are designed for the distance to my computer to keep those EMFs from penetrating my eyes. Decades of research have determined that EMF, these are electromagnetic fields from cell phones and other wireless sources, including 5G, is biologically harmful, with children being especially vulnerable to it. So that sounds wonderful. Let's go give our kid a cell phone. That sounds great, huh? Yeah. Let's give our kid one of these and tell him to hang on to it and put it in his front pocket, put it in between his legs so it sterilizes him. Then we wonder why we can't have grandchildren. In Finland, a study has shown that allowing kids to consistently watch TV for extended periods can lead to heart-related issues years later. Researchers discovered being inactive from childhood through young adulthood displays a link to heart damage because you're not getting exercise. This is what happens when you use TV as your video babysitter. And the amount of time kids spend in front of the TV is going up. Sugar-sweetened drinks are increasing the risk of liver cancer, according to a new study. If you decide to limit your alcohol intake or quit drinking entirely, your liver is sure to send you a thank you note. But how do other beverages impact liver and health function? Well, this new study investigated how sugary drinks affect the detoxification organ in your liver. Those who drank one or more sugar-sweetened beverages daily, like diet, whatever. Yeah, those who had done that had an 85% higher risk of liver cancer and 68% higher risk of mortality due to chronic liver disease compared to those who had three or fewer sugar-sweetened drinks a month. And the study was done on almost 100,000 postmenopausal women ages 50 to 79 who were enrolled in the Women's Health Initiative from 1993 to 1998. And we're just now hearing about this? Huh. The DOJ has charged 371 people. Yep. As part of the two new COVID-19 fraud strike forces, alleging theft of more than $800 million in coronavirus aid. Authorities also said more than $57 million in court-ordered restitution was imposed. 117 civil matters occurred during the federal sweep with more than $10.4 million in judgments. Well, we knew that they were going to take advantage of that. The Biden administration is announcing a massive $5 billion COVID-19 funding called Project Next Gen. InfoWars, of course, is publishing insider information alleging the TSA and the U.S. Border Patrol are going to be moving back to 2020-era COVID-19 mandates and restrictions starting in mid-September through mid-October to include mask mandates on all flights. There you go! We told you this was going to happen. They're going to make you wear a face diaper on the plane. Bill in Illinois, you're on. Go.
Yeah, did anybody mention last night that Christie was the 800-pound elephant in the room?
Yeah, you noticed that?
Yeah, the white elephant in the room. You know what? I think they had brought him in with a ham sandwich tied to a string and a pole. You probably had to lead him out that way, too.
Yeah, I wonder about his health. He doesn't look good. He looks like he eats too much.
Yeah, he's always looked like that.
I don't get it. But the thing, yeah. Bill, that scares me, is that the guy comes out, I'm an ex-prosecutor and prosecutor. We can beat Biden. No, you can't beat Biden. Your numbers in the polls suck. And you look like that, Christy, and you are making fun of Trump. You're attacking Ramaswamy. And see, the thing is, what blew me away was Fox News was not paying attention to what the audience liked. If anybody was watching, they would understand audience reaction said a mouthful. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? I couldn't find it. I live near to Chicago. I get the Chicago channels, and I don't get. I couldn't find it last night. I don't even know what time it started. Did it start like at 9 o'clock our time? I don't know. But
well,
I couldn't find it.
It was 9 o'clock. It was 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central.
Okay, it'd been 10 o'clock then. Okay. Well, most people are in bed at that time anyway. And besides, I think Trump's interview with Tucker Carlson probably got more reviews than. In a stupid debate, you know.
But, well, I'd like to see the numbers. We haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I'll bet that they did. Trump's very smart by doing that. And, you know, he'll show them who the people really want to listen to. So, okay, well, you take care.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. All right. The CDC is saying the new COVID-19 variant could cause infections in vaccinated people. Oh, wait a minute. I thought that we had this new Aris variant. It's the new BA2.86 COVID-19 lineage. They cause infection in people who received vaccines or previously had the virus. Why are we listening to the CDC? We don't know whether they're telling you the truth. I think we've got fear-mongering going on here. BA.2 and XBB.1.5, which circulated nearly a year apart. Oh, my goodness. The bioweapon is increasing. But see, the CDC, if you allow, you know, if I was Vivek, CDC would have been the first agency I would have said, whoosh, enough of you. NIH, whoosh, enough of you. I've had it. You know, you want funding? You want science funding? They can apply for grants like everybody else. The government needs to stop manufacturing bioweapons. End of story. We already know what they're capable of doing. We have complete manifestation right here in the United States of America. Brady in Vegas, you hear me talking about you on the show? Is that what you're calling?
No, but I just called to see what you're up to, Dave.
Oh my, did you just tune in? No, I was talking all, you know, Sherry in Kansas was calling up and we were talking about frequencies and stuff like that. And I was talking about graphene oxide. I said, I know Brady, if he was on, he would be talking about graphene oxide and what these bioweapons and what frequencies they can use to beam on people and cause these bioweapons to react and kill people. So,
From day one, I said, you know, what has the government tried to hide from day one? That there was graphene oxide inside the jabs. Well, from day one, like La Quinta Colomba on all the microscopic slides, we watched as you added drops to that glass slide. And then that thing, the jab was added. And you watch how the blood would start forming nanotechnology and all different circuitry. And to this day, they still don't talk about the nanocircuitry that's inside the jab. And you are now hooked to the cloud, to their quantum computer. They track you wherever you go. And as soon as they implement the CBDC, you're basically an antenna, a router. They know exactly where you go in. When you want to buy your food, you have to get your irises scanned and They're going to know where you're at because XY grid in this universe, and they can pinpoint you wherever you are through an XY grid and your phone. They do a lot of tracking.
What do you think? What do you think, Brady, about the people that had the certain app on their Android went into a cemetery and they started scanning the graves of recently buried individuals? And the app was picking up blue light where these people were. In other words, the jab and all the nanotechnology was glowing. The nanotechnology was glowing, but not the person. Only the nanotechnology from the grave was glowing. You see, the virus itself needs a live host to exist in, but the nanotechnology only needs to replicate itself enough to destroy the human, and it's still there. The metal ain't going away. Brady, thanks for your call. The calls are stacking up now. Any comment on the debate last night? Jeff in North Carolina, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Dave. We've been talking about the jab so much. I wanted to comment on that. That was a good comment that the guy just made just now. Good comments. Anybody that has eyes to see and ears to hear knows that they're just setting people up to take the mark of the beast. That's just the bottom line, Dave. That's the truth, right? I mean, basically, right?
Well, and you see, what do you think about the fact that did you watch the Tucker Carlson interview with Trump?
No, I missed it, Dave. Go ahead.
We have it on our email blast, and I'm sure it's all over YouTube, and I'm sure that, you know, all the back channels are carrying it. But the thing is Trump was asked about a civil war and a coming civil war in America. And the funny thing about it was Trump kind of sidestepped that and said, you know, there's a lot of love in America. And I'm just like, yeah, but you didn't answer the question. You don't think that it's possible.
Right.
You don't think it's possible that when they come for us, and don't think they won't, we're not going to be prepared. See, the thing is you and I, Jeff, have a commonality. We both raised our hand and we both took the oath, and that's lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So
the first thing
our government is going to do is they're going to look at all these vets that took the oath and go, okay, how many of them are armed? You know,
that's
this is what
right.
they want to know. Yeah, they want to know, are you armed and can you withstand a chemical attack? Do you have a gas mask and are you armed? That's what they want to know. They wanted to know that in Waco.
Right.
They wanted to know it in Ruby Ridge. This is their pattern of behavior, folks. If you're not getting that dripped, you should be. Because everything the government does, because when they get ready, they're going to demonize the target as they're striking it. And they're going to make the target, I don't care whether it's a pro-life advocate that trampled on an abortion clinic and they came for him, or somebody that said, well, we don't like the way things are right now, maybe we need to march on DC, and they came for them, or somebody who said, I really want to take out Trump and his kid, and they came for her. You know, see, when you start announcing all this stuff and they start ramping up, what plan they really have for us, and we're not prepared, and they come for us, you're going to watch Americans dropping like flies, but they're going to be taking a bunch of people with them, and this government's going to wake up and realize, oh, we need the UN to come in and help us fight, because the UN has no conscience when it comes to killing Americans. We'll be back with Jeffrey Hammond. Thanks, Jeff, for your phone call. God bless. Jeffrey Hammond has a new book out, Jeremy Hammond's rather, the New York Times versus RFK Jr. Jeremy Hammond will be joining us after the break, we hope. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, it's Joy Schwiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you back on the Power Hour. As promised, Jeremy R. Hammond is with us here on the Power Hour, streaming live. For those of you who watched the debate last night, I told you to go ahead and get your list out. And I actually took notes during the debate and made hash marks every time they mentioned the word Trump. Nobody but Fox News mentioned the word democracy. It was on their banner every time the debate stage was lit up. And you got to know at that point in time that Fox News is no different than the New York Times. Welcome, Jeremy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So you wrote this book basically chronicling how the mainstream media spread vaccine misinformation. And then when RFK Jr. came out and started telling the truth about this stuff, which is the only thing he still can't stop, like Tucker, saying the word democracy. And I'm going, it's Democrat. It's not, we have a constitutional republic. So, you know, basically you're chronicling the tit for tat here in what the New York Times does to people who are speaking the truth, correct?
Right. I just essentially expose the hypocrisy of the mainstream media in accusing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of you know, supposedly spreading vaccine misinformation, because there are no greater purveyors of misinformation about vaccines than the government and the mainstream media. And so it's basically a case study looking at America's newspaper of record and how they are essentially engaging in political propaganda. Of course, we know that the New York Times favors Biden as a candidate by demonizing RFK Jr. and spreading lies about him. I mean, in blatant, brazen lies, any journalist worthy of that job description could easily just go to the primary sources and look at what the Times claims he says, for example, and then compare what he actually says and see that the Times is just brazenly lying. But of course, you know, there seems to be a shortage of real journalists working in mainstream media corporations.
Yeah, you got that right. And see, the thing is now it's all fluff and the CIA is directing it. Everybody's got this narrative that they want to maintain. And if you drift outside that narrative and you dare to come out and talk about anything contrary to the narrative, they attack you. This is demonization at its finest. So
right.
Taking words out of context, that was number one. You chronicled that. Give me an example.
So yeah, the whole ebook that I've got here is a case study of a single New York Times article, and of course there's many New York Times articles attacking Bobby Kennedy, but I took this one, and so it starts out by accusing him of having said during a rally in Washington D.C., an anti-lockdown a protest rally, having said that that unvaccinated Americans suffered worse oppression during the lockdowns than Jews did during the Holocaust, which is a brazen lie. He never said anything like that. And so what I did is I went and I show the video where he gives this speech and I show what he actually said, which was he made a point. And the quote in particular that the New York Times pulls out of context was where he had said something about Anne Frank hiding in the attic. And they pull that quote completely out of its context and say that he was saying that, Americans had suffered worse than she did, right? Worse than Jews did under the Nazi regime in Germany. And so what he actually was saying was that, that today the powers that be have the technological capabilities to be able to control the population that, tyrants throughout history could only ever have dreamed of, which is, of course, true. I mean, you can't argue that his point is correct and accurate. And this was the point he was making, that today that they have the technological capabilities to control your behaviors, to watch your movements, to prevent you from traveling, from moving. You know, and he made the point that, he traveled to Germany with his father in the 60s and met people who had escaped East Germany by climbing over the wall, right? And, so he was making this point about how today with a surveillance state and their ability to control and track the population and the technologies that they're developing, talking about vaccine passport systems, digital IDs, social credit systems with central bank digital currencies, all of these things that they're developing and moving toward. He was talking about the threat of this dystopian future that we can prevent if we stand up and fight for our freedoms and our liberty today. We can prevent this from happening. But if we don't fight for our freedom, this is the future that our children are going to be facing, that we're going to be facing and future generations will be facing. This outright medical tyranny is going to be implemented. And so that was what his point was. And of course, it's a legitimate and valid point. But the media don't want to talk about that. They don't want us to see this threat because, of course, you hit the New York Times was cheerleading the lockdowns the entire time. The New York Times was cheerleading the vaccine mandates this coerced mass vaccination. So, of course, the Times is trying to defend this authoritarian governance that it has long cheerleaded.
Sad but true. And the thing is that neither Kennedy nor the New York Times has acknowledged that what was played on the United States of America and over 200 million of its citizens was a bioweapon inoculation designed to infiltrate their human system, modify their DNA, screw with their immune systems, and cause premature deaths by design. And they don't acknowledge that, or do they?
Well, my understanding of Bobby Kennedy's view on the origin of SARS-CoV-2 is that it was manufactured in a lab. And of course, the COVID-19 vaccines were rapidly developed, like as soon as it was basically known. Like I think it was early as February, Moderna had already like developed basically the basics of its vaccine, its mRNA vaccine. And we do know, of course, all the fact checkers throughout the pandemic were claiming that the vaccines cannot modify human DNA. It cannot be mRNA from the genetic material in the vaccines cannot be integrated into the human genome. But of course, they used fallacious reasoning to draw that conclusion. So the first thing that they would say was that, well, the mRNA from the vaccines don't enter, it never enters the cell nucleus. And so therefore, it can't be integrated into the DNA because the DNA is in the nucleus. But this is a non sequitur fallacy because, of course, there's the known phenomenon of reverse transcription. So the mRNA yep. can be reverse transcribed into DNA, which then can be incorporated into the host genome. Now, we don't know, there is evidence, it's been shown in the lab that the mRNA can be reverse transcribed into DNA.
Yep.
That stuff has been shown.
Judy Mikovits was saying this years ago when I was interviewing her on my shows. And I said, look, you know, reverse transcriptase, this whole thing you're saying right now is freaking me out. Because you're telling me that they've actually figured out a way to infiltrate the human cell and alter it.
Right. So this is a known thing. And so for them to try to pretend, you know, all these fact checkers, like pretending not to understand, like the CDC, you know, they would cite the CDC making this argument. Well, the people at the CDC know about reverse transcriptase. They know that on the rare occasions when the media and the fact checkers, the faux fact check industry, on the rare occasions where they would acknowledge this phenomenon of reverse transcription, they would dismiss it further by saying that, oh, well, the enzyme, you know, that the reverse transcriptase enzyme that's required for this process to occur isn't encoded for in the vaccine. And so therefore it can't happen, completely ignoring the fact that the body makes its own reverse transcriptase enzymes. Right. So again, it's fallacy after fallacy. And more recently, we know that reverse transcription of the mRNA into DNA and then subsequent integration by making its way into the nucleus and integrating into the DNA. This isn't even necessary for potential integration of the vaccine genetic material to be integrated into the human genome, because it's been learned that the vaccines, at least the Pfizer vaccine, is contaminated with DNA. So the process that they use to develop to create the mRNA involved propagation of DNA in E. coli bacteria, and so it's been learned that the DNA is still in the vaccines, and so there's DNA contamination in the vaccines. So this whole idea that, you know, that in other words, it's not even required for this reverse transcription from mRNA to DNA to occur, because the DNA, it's the plasmid DNA, is in the vaccines. And so, yes, there is that potential, that risk for integration into human DNA. Also, you know, risk of mutagenesis and cancers accompanies that.
So understand, folks, that we're talking to Jeremy R. Hammond here. He has written several books, including The War on Informed Consent, which RFK Jr. Commenced to forward. He's covered 9/11, the war on terrorism, the war in Iraq, the Israel-Palestine conflict, the role of the Federal Reserve, public vaccine policy, and the authoritarian policy responses to COVID-19, which now, given our history and what's going on, I'm going to ask another little side note. Did you watch the debates last night?
No, I did not.
Did you watch the Trump-Carlson interview?
No.
Okay. And you're not, I mean, where do you stand politically in all of this garbage?
I generally view the act of voting as essentially legitimizing my own disenfranchisement. So I typically don't vote. There are rare candidates that I've considered making an exception for. The only candidate that I've ever considered was Ron Paul in 2008 and again in 2012. He was just a rare individual who I felt voting for him was essentially communicating my displeasure with the regime.
Yeah, you got that right.
I personally view Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the same in the same way, in the sense that he is fiercely critical of the government and its criminal policies, and this is a rare quality in a candidate. So.
Well, this is one of the reasons why we have you on. I get it. I like it. This is one of the reasons I have you on, is because of the fact that a lot of our listeners agree with everything you said. However, the biggest concern I have is that if you have the ability to cast a vote and you don't do it, and somebody else gets a hold of your ballot and they cast it, they have made a mockery of our entire electoral process. And this is something that's not only scary, it's believed to have happened in 2020. And so, you know, we the people have to rise up and stop this stuff. Otherwise, we are going to basically capitulate to every single whim that the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and our own turncoat government policies and bureaucrats that are running this show have planned for us. We have to stop it.
Sure, I see that point of view. An alternative point of view might be to say that, you know, by participating in the system, and you know, the election could be manipulated whether you vote or not. And so by participating in an illegitimate system, you're essentially legitimizing their criminal activities. You know, I view we have a criminal organization in Washington, D.C.
The cabal.
That's the way I view it. And it's a criminal cabal. And I think my point of view is that we need to stop consenting to being ruled by this criminal organization. And we need to stop participating in this system and kind of, you know, essentially find ways to opt out to the extent that it's possible and feasible to do so in our current society. And that's kind of my overall view. And, you know, building alternative institutions and alternative systems, you know, people have this idea that without government, without this institution of statehood, that society would descend into chaos and anarchy. And I think this is just a fundamentally flawed conceptualization of how society functions. You know, if we look at how the economy functions, well, under a free market system, if we had a truly free market, there's self-organization, there's self-regulation. Where you know there's no greater form of democracy, there's no more perfect manifestation of the democratic principle than consumers acting in a free market, right?
Yeah, but because the thing is the democratic principle does not replace the constitutional republic, and that's been a big part of America's understanding, because we formed this country as a constitutional republic. The left wants us to believe that it's a democratic republic, and that is not how capitalism functions. I studied Adam Smith. I took political science in college. I've been through all this, and I'm watching this whole shift show go down. That's what we call it, because you know, we can't cuss on the radio because we're on the radio. So the bigger problem when people like RFK Jr. start talking about protecting the democracy, we're distorting and tainting the purpose of why our Constitution was created. And right now, Jeremy, the Constitution of the United States and Bill of Rights is the only thing that is saving this country from total ruin.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Constitution, when the Founding Fathers created that document, it was superbly innovative. It was a new thing in the realm of political philosophy. It was a new concept, this idea that, you know, obviously prior to that, there had already been, you know, the Magna Carta and so on had kind of shifted political thought away from this idea that we're ruled by these kings who have this divine right to rule over us, toward this idea that, you know, we the people can participate in society, and we are our own sovereigns. But you know, the Founding Fathers of the United States really took that to a whole new level in terms of what they had intended for this country to be. Unfortunately, the Constitution has utterly failed in its chief purpose, which was to limit the powers of the federal government.
Do you think that's because we let that happen?
Yeah,
we let it happen.
We're
Patrice,
still letting it happen.
I'm going to bring a phone call in here. Jeremy, Patrice in Ohio, you're on. Go ahead.
I say, like I always say, we need to stand up and just say, I no longer acknowledge your false authority. I don't even acknowledge you that you have any type of say-so over me.
Yes.
They've usurped everything. Yes.
All right, now that means you're going to hide it. Yes. You're going to hide in your little cubbyhole so you don't offend anyone and come up against those powers that be that are going to challenge that right.
Be
correct?
Who said I'm going to hide in a cubby hole? You're saying that, not me.
Patrice, I'm trying to bring it out of you. I want, you know where I'm going with this. I want to know whether you're going to, like what I've said,
hey,
when they come for you, are you going to take your gun and fight? That's what I'm saying.
I should have been born in New Hampshire. Live free or die. Yeah.
There you go. There you go, baby. I love it. See, this is the thing. I'm trying to get you to come out. And I want to know how many of you out there, when they come for you, are going to pick up your gun and you're going to fight for your life. This is what it's going to end up, because we've allowed all this to happen at this point. We've allowed them to inject all this stuff. We've allowed them to fearmonger and put this garbage in our system. And we're all just willing to sit back and just let them taint our meat, taint our food, destroy our food plants, do all these things, create starvation and hunger. Oh, as long as it doesn't get in my backyard. You know, this is a big problem. Patrice, appreciate the comment, but I want to know how many people would get out of their homes and actually fight to save what's left of their constitution. Jeremy, what do you think about all this?
Well, you kind of brought up something that, you know, one of the big problems that I see with our society today and our country today is what I call the state religion, which is a phrase I've borrowed from Noam Chomsky, who described the role of intellectuals, you know, in essentially, you know, he's also the author with Edward Herman of the book Manufacturing Consent, the Political Economy of the Mass Media, which is, their seminal treatise on the role of the media, of the mainstream media, in a democratic, supposedly democratic society where we have, you know, a supposed free press. The problem is people have been indoctrinated into this belief that we need the government to take care of us and to tell us what to do and to dictate our behaviors to us. Right. And so this is just a fundamental fallacy. Like we don't, you know, if we are free individuals capable of free thinking, then we don't need some rulers like dictating to us what our behaviors should be and which products we should consume. You know, and this is the fundamental fallacy. And so many people are so deeply indoctrinated into this religious belief. It's a cultish like belief that we need the state, you know, like dictating to us, that they're willing. It's kind of like the movie The Matrix. They're willing to stand up and fight to maintain this fiction, right? And so you have, fortunately, one good consequence of the overreach and the authoritarian governance during the COVID-19 pandemic is there has been a great awakening. Like way more people now, you know, look at the CDC, for example, and think that, you know, wow, why am I trusting this agency? It's completely corrupt. They've been, you know, they've just lied throughout the pandemic on practically everything COVID-19 related. They were just spreading complete disinformation, such as, selling, you know, how the vaccines were sold to the public on the basis of the lie that they would stop infection and transmission. It's just one example. The lie that natural immunity is inferior to that conferred by the vaccines. You know, all this nonsense, and it's just brazen, blatant lies that the public was told. And so there has been this awakening, this realization that, wow, you know, the public, so-called public health authorities are completely unworthy of our trust. And so this, you know, the recognition of this fact has grown more widespread. Unfortunately, things are kind of hampered. You know, there was a public opinion poll earlier this year, or maybe it was late last year, showing that there has been a great movement towards like recognition of the right to informed consent. A greater proportion of people now are opposed to vaccine mandates, for example. And yet when you look at it, you look at the poll results stratified by political affiliation, whereas the Republicans have kind of come to their senses, to a significant extent, Democrats have kind of moved in the opposite direction, where they have more trust and more faith in the CDC after it repeatedly lied about everything COVID-19 related than they did before the pandemic. It's insanity. But this goes to show the level of indoctrination and the effect of the state religion.
Well, and these people are going to pay for that mistake. You know, it's unfortunate, and that was by design. We all believe, my listeners believe, that this bioweapon was designed to depopulate the United States of America. There, it's just like what happened with Maui with these fires. Now people are saying it's too specific. There was a directed energy weapon involved. It's been used. They could do this to anyone. I mean, they have the technology. You even said so yourself. We didn't have this technology decades ago, but now we do. And we know from the biblical sense that technology was going to increase and it was going to further cause issues in this country. That's why many of my callers refer to the U.S. as Babylon. So, you know, this is the interesting, interesting book that you put together, and all of the different twists and turns that the Times has taken Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, this is, it's no wonder Naomi Wolf thinks that RFK Jr. and Trump would be a good combination. I'm just like, wow. We're out of time for today. Jeremy Hammond, thank you so much. Get
thank
that
you.
Ebook right now. Where can you get the ebook?
I head to my website, jeremyrhammond.com, and just sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get an email with a download link for to get the book.
There you have it, folks. Make it easy on you. Anyway, we appreciate you. We'll be here tomorrow with our Feel Good Friday edition, if that's what you want to call it. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless what's left of our United States of America, if you can keep it. See you tomorrow. Stay safe.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.